Faith for Tomorrow by David Brant Bird. The Bible says that we're not to fret for tomorrow, which means we're not to worry about tomorrow. But the Lord has a lot to say about tomorrow, so He must want us to be informed about tomorrow and prepare for it as well. They say uncertainty and the fear of the unknown is the worst fear of all. People fearing the unknown and not knowing what's going to happen. The scripture says that some people live all their lives in fear of death. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? It has no sting for us as Christians, and certainly the grave has no victory, because we're going to be with the Lord. God has been so good to us to tell us in His Word what's going to happen in the future so that we won't be worried about it or frightened or shocked when it happens. When it comes to Bible prophecy and what the Bible teaches us about events to come, we know more about the end time than we do about the present. The Lord has even told us the number of days to the very end before His coming, exact days, months, and years. Think of that. We know more about what's going to happen in the end time than we do right now. Many people spend a lot of their time worrying. What did Jesus say that people tend to worry about? Mostly about tomorrow. He said, "Don't worry. If I feed the birds and I clothe the flowers, don't you think I'm going to take care of you? Fret not thyself for the morrow. You know not what a day will bring forth. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." He said not to worry about what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. And what did He say after that? What was that wonderful promise at the end of the 6th chapter of Matthew? "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." The Bible says, "Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." We have the Lord, so we know the Lord's going to take care of us. We know He's going to feed us, clothe us, even house us. We have learned how to be in want and how to abound, and we rejoice in the Lord through it all. We have so much to be thankful for. Just think of all the things that you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about the present. We need to be concerned about it in some respects. We've got to be careful and wise about our conduct and our business and our finances, and we have to work, and we have to take care of these things. But we don't have to worry about them. Thank God we've got a sure thing with Jesus. We can trust Him. We've got somebody we know will take care of us, no matter what happens. Praise the Lord! You don't have to worry about whether you will have a job in the future. God will take care of you, whatever your expenses are, and that's that. The great multimillionaire R.G. Letourneau started out as a poor man, broke, worse than broke, bankrupt, with thousands of dollars in bills he couldn't pay. He asked God what God wanted him to do, and the Lord told him He wanted him to make money for his work. He was an engineer who designed and built construction machinery, and who eventually made some of the biggest earth-moving machinery in the world. God made him a success at it, and he made millions. He started off promising God 10% of his income if he'd pull him out of the hole. So God did. And then he started giving 20%, and he kept upping it and upping it since he didn't need any more to live on. Finally, he was giving 90% of his income and living on the other 10%. Praise the Lord! While we are not to worry about tomorrow, or next year, or how or when the events of the end time will occur, we are to work the works of Him that sent us while it's yet day, and do everything we can to love and serve Him today. One thing we can know for certain, if the Lord keeps us alive, He's going to use us somehow. He doesn't give you a life for no reason, and God is going to keep you alive as long as He wills to fulfill His purpose for your life. So you don't even have to worry about your life, as that is also in His hands. Bless and keep us, Jesus, as we place our trust in You. We know You will always have a place for us. You even promised a place of refuge, Lord, a place where Your children will rest the soles of their feet. There is therefore a rest for the children of God. You've got a place prepared for us in our eternal home, Lord, and a hiding place for us in this life. You have promised that You will never fail to care for Your own. You said, "Fret not thyself for tomorrow. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, for tomorrow shall take care of the things of itself." Help us not to be encumbered with the burden of the fear of what is going to happen tomorrow, Lord. We are to be concerned about today, and that we are doing Your will today, fulfilling Your mission now, not worrying about tomorrow, trusting that You love us and our Heavenly Father will take care of us, and You'll never let anything happen to us that is more than we can bear. You'll give us the grace to bear whatever we face. Help each one of us in our responsibilities, whatever these may be, Lord, to do our part to help Your work to continue and the gospel to be spread throughout the world. And bless all sincere Christians of Your great family everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Be not dismayed. Whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Sevilla D. Martin. As you do your best to love and follow Him so that His light will shine through you in this world, He's promised to take care of you. Unless your job on earth is done, and then He'll take care of you forever by taking you home to heaven. God bless you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.